was Reptile Ranch, some primo late 70s, early 80s Walsh DIY. That song was called Young Executives, originally from a 1987 inch called Animal Noises. But you can also find it on a really great Reptile Ranch anthology that Seasite Recordings put out back in 2017. And before that was a late 70s, early 80s Swedish DIY band called Cabinet Dodd, doing a song called Skrikjanom Morker. They never released any records while they were an active band, but there was a collection in 2017 with some demos and live recordings, and that is where that track came from. And prior to that was The Dawns, arguably the best weirdo artwave band from Maine in the 80s. That song was Double Agent from a self-released single that they put out in 1981. And starting the set was Casual Hex and The System from their brand new LP, Zigzag Lady Illusion 2. And next is the Herco Pilots from New Zealand. This is a song called Haddock.
Okay.
was a one and done UK DIY group called Indifferent Dance Center, who sounded a hell of a lot like Young Marble Giants, which is always a good thing as far as I'm concerned. That was a song called Flight and Pursuit from their 1981 7-inch that got reissued back in 2018. Before that was another UK band from that era called Hysteria and a song called The Lesson. And that is not included on their one record, which is decent death rock, goth kind of stuff. But this song that I played, I like a lot more. It was part of some demos that they recorded in 1982, but never formally released. But they're floating around on the internet, as a lot of things are. Prior to that, we went to the great Zigzag label and a West Berlin band called Leben und Arbeiten. And I don't speak German, so this is going to be atrocious, but that song was called Gefühl nichts gut from a 1982 single. And at the start of the set, we heard the Herco Pilots from New Zealand, kind of a scrappy fall-esque kind of thing. That song was Haddock from a double EP called Jumping At that they put out in 1981. I've got one more song to play for y'all, but before I get to that, a few reminders. If you would like to listen to previous episodes of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, there are so many of them on our website, and you can find them by going to MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. If you'd like to drop us a line, you can do so at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. If you have any music that you'd like to submit for potential airplay or to be reviewed on our website, MaximumRockandRoll.com, please send cassette, CD, or vinyl releases to MRR, P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609, USA. And speaking of reviews, if you have strong opinions about punk and punk-adjacent music, and you're good with deadlines, and you might be interested in writing reviews for Maximum Rock and Roll, please drop us a line at reviews@MaximumRockandRoll.com for more information. If you'd like to throw us some donations to help support what we're doing, because we are entirely volunteer-run, you can do so at MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. And Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by Brandy and Sam with support from Paul. My name is Erica Elizabeth. I'm going to leave y'all with the Australian band Asphyxiation. Some good mutant disco here. The song is called The Crush. Thanks for listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Curry, stir fry, sushi, jambalaya, whatever's on the menu tonight, there's a good chance it includes rice.
Rice is consumed by many people on Earth.
And Anna Schnurr of the Swedish University of Agricultural Sciences says demand for the grain is growing as populations rise. But producing rice typically emits a lot of methane, a powerful global warming gas. The methane is produced by microorganisms that thrive in the flooded fields where rice is grown. They break down organic compounds that are secreted by the rice plant's roots and in the process release methane. So Schnurr and her team identified a rice variety that naturally produces much less of one of those organic compounds, but it does not produce large harvests.
Then we crossbred this variety with a high-yielding commercial variety. And by doing so, we could get new varieties that both had high yield and low methane production.
She says one variety they've tested produces about 70% less methane.
It really reduced the methane emissions a lot.
She hopes that in a few years it will be commercially available, so farmers can grow more rice for the world without creating a lot more climate pollution. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Hey, yo, this is me, Jake Gradowski, your host as always for CJSF 90.1 FM's The Art Show. This is our Listener Appreciation Week. I make a special shout-out to you, dear listener, for tuning in to The Art Show every Thursday at 5 or Fridays at 8 or whatever show you listen to on CJSF. That's what I'm here for, and that's what you're here for. So thank you so much for tuning in this whole time. Yeah.